Acts chapter 21. And when it came to pass that we set sail, after we had taken our leave of them, we sailed a straight course and went to Kos, and the next day to Rhodes, and from there we went to Patara. And when we found a ship crossing to Phoenicia, we went on board and set sail. Then we came in sight of Cyprus, and leaving it behind on the port side, we sailed to Syria and landed at Tyre. For that is where the ship was to unload its cargo. And when we had sought out the disciples, we stayed on there for 7 days, and they told Paul through the Spirit not to go up to Jerusalem. Then, when it came to pass that we had come to the end of the days, we departed and moved on, while they all, with wives and children, escorted us as far as outside the city, and we knelt down on the shore and prayed. We bade each other farewell, and embarked on the ship, and they returned to their homes. And as for us, we completed our voyage from Tyre and reached Ptolemais, where we greeted the brothers and stayed 1 day with them. Then on the next day, Paul and his company departed and came to Caesarea, and we went into the house of Philip the evangelist, who was one of the 7, and we stayed with him. Now he had 4 daughters who were virgins, who prophesied. And as we were staying on for many days, a certain prophet by the name of Agabus came down from Judea. And he came to us and took Paul's belt and bound his feet and hands and said, "The Holy Spirit says this, in this way the Jews will bind in Jerusalem the man whose belt this is, and they will hand him over to the hands of the Gentiles." And when we heard that, both we and the locals exhorted him not to go up to Jerusalem. Then Paul answered, "What are you doing, weeping and breaking my heart? For I am ready not only to be bound, but also to die in Jerusalem for the sake of the name of the Lord Jesus." And as he was not persuaded, we desisted and said, "Let the will of the Lord come to pass." So after those days we made our preparations and went up to Jerusalem. Some of the disciples from Caesarea also went with us, and they brought a certain Mnason, a Cypriot, along with them, who was a disciple of long standing, with whom we were to lodge. And when we arrived in Jerusalem, the brothers received us gladly. Then on the next day, Paul went with us into James's house, and all the elders were present. And he greeted them and related each thing, one by one, of what God had done among the Gentiles through his ministry. And those listening glorified the Lord, and they said to him, "You see, brother, how many tens of thousands of Jews there are who have believed, and they are all zealous of the law. But they have been instructed concerning you that you teach all the Jews who are among the Gentiles defection from Moses, saying that they should not circumcise their children or observe the customs. So which way is it? At all events, the community must gather, for they will hear that you have come. So do this that we are telling you. We have 4 men who have taken a vow on themselves. Take these with you and purify yourself with them, and pay expenses on their behalf, so that they may shave their heads, and everyone may know that there is no basis in the things about which they have been instructed concerning you, but that you yourself also walk according to regulation and keep the law. And concerning the Gentiles who have believed, we have sent a letter, since we judge that they should keep no such thing, except to keep themselves from anything sacrificed to idols, and blood, and anything strangled, and fornication." Then Paul took the men with him, and on the next day he purified himself with them, and he went into the temple, giving notice of the completion of the days of their purification, the purification lasting until the offering had been made for each one of them. But as the 7 days were about to be completed, the Jews from Asia saw him in the temple, and they stirred up all the crowd, and they laid hands on him, shouting, "Men and Israelites, help! This is the man who is teaching everyone everywhere things against the people and the law and this place. Moreover, he has brought Greeks into the temple and has profaned this holy place." For they had seen Trophimus the Ephesian in the city with him, whom they supposed Paul had brought into the temple. And the whole city was stirred up, and a rally of the people took place, and they seized Paul and dragged him out of the temple, and immediately the gates were closed. And while they tried to find a way to kill him, a report came to the commander of the cohort that the whole of Jerusalem was in turmoil, and he immediately took soldiers with him, and centurions, and ran down to them. And when they saw the cohort commander and the soldiers, they stopped beating Paul. Then the cohort commander approached and seized him and ordered him to be bound with two chains, and he inquired who he was and what he had done. Now various people in the crowd were shouting various things, and since he could not find out exactly what was going on because of the disturbance, he ordered him to be brought to the camp. And when he came to the steps, it was necessary for him to be carried by the soldiers because of the violence of the crowd. For the mob of the people was following, shouting, "Away with him!" And as Paul was about to be led into the camp, he said to the cohort commander, "Is it permitted for me to speak to you?" And he said, "Do you speak Greek? So you are not the Egyptian who, a while ago, caused a revolt and led the 4,000 cutthroats into the desert?" Then Paul said, "I am a Jew of Tarsus of Cilicia, a citizen of a city which is not insignificant. And I ask you, permit me to speak to the people." And he permitted him. And Paul, standing on the steps, signalled to the people with his hand. And when it had gone very quiet, he addressed them in the Hebrew language and said,